When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a six-ring cane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing up, ain't no breaking up, real reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the six-ring champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rig Kane Show. The Six Rig Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
How's it going, everyone, on this happy Monday for us? Here with DJ Blue. How's it going, guys?
It's going well.
Good. I don't know if I'm legendary anymore, though.
Oh, no. We're always legendary.
Yeah, I got some... So I got a lot of hate mail last week.
Well, so
you know what?
I'll just say this. People were asking, am I gonna gloat? And I was like, the number of wrong predictions I've made, you don't get to gloat. But you know what? Winning, what, like 10, 11 games last year and we won 7. So we all miss predictions, so not the end of the world there.
When you get hate mail, you're doing something right. And they're paying attention to your stuff.
I don't know. But you take a look back at that game, and you know, the whole thing is I think that every Hurricane fan probably, you know, I mean, they've been promised stuff every year, Brad Kaya, new coach, Mark Richt, we're going to do all this, we're going to do all that. And, you know, I've gotten to the point where let's wait and see. Well, I saw. And
so we've got Jazz backstage ish. I'm seeing traffic. I don't know if I should let him in like this. I don't know what's going on. Okay, there. I'm seeing a silhouette. This is like Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm seeing a silhouette of a man.
Oh my gosh, got a moose. Can you do the fandango?
I mean, I'm gonna let him in. We'll see what happens. I'll drop it backstage if this is not intentional, but this is what we're getting.
Sudden bolts of lightning, very, very frightening.
There you are. Galileo, buddy. Galileo.
He's somewhere.
I'm in my mom's neighborhood. I'm trying to get out to the main street so I can have some light so you guys can see my mug.
He is more visible than Jazz's screen. Program. I'll give him that.
Jazz's screen looks like my vision after celebrating Saturday's victory. That's for sure. Pitch black.
It's tough. The struggle. I just have to drop her off from the airport. So I'm getting there. There you go. A little bit better, right? A little bit.
We can at least see that there's a human there. So that's good.
It looks like the next 48 hours, man. It's.
Oh man, this is how.
Hey, I'll make you laugh. I'll make you smile, Jazz. FSU down 14-0.
I heard it
should have been 21. You saw the intros playing. You saw that throw he missed.
That was a missed throw.
That was a touchdown.
He was wide open.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. Listen, I've had this conversation before with a few people, man. I didn't think FSU was going to be very good this year. I think that number 10 ranking was just absolutely terrible. So we'll see. We'll see what happens to them. But yeah, BC putting a hurt on them. They got a good quarterback over there. They got a good system.
Yeah,
Castellanos is good. BC is not really known for their mobile quarterbacks. I think the last one they had was actually Tyler Murphy. So
wasn't Doug Flutie?
Doug Flutie back in the day, yeah.
Didn't they have Anthony Brown for a little while?
They did, but he never played. And looking back on it now, what a mistake that was, because he's a dynamic player in his own right. But yeah, Tyler Murphy came over with Steve Adazio from Florida, and he was the last dynamic quarterback they had. And now they have Castellanos, and he's holding his own in Tallahassee right now.
Well, FSU sucks, so good for them.
I know, but Tallahassee's still a tough place to play, you know.
I said even that so. About Gainesville. It didn't work out like that.
So I'll say this about that, Blue, because we obviously talked about this. One of the reasons I was confident is no one was giving me a football reason why UF would win the game. It was the stadium and the atmosphere, which are real things. They're not the time that doesn't matter, but when the mismatch is that bad, it doesn't matter. And I couldn't come up, I think this was borne out on the field, with a thing that UF does better than Miami.
Yeah.
And it's hard to win a game when that's the case. And then, you know, obviously we can get into the game a little bit here. I guess let's just start with, all right, I'll throw this to Blue first. Thoughts on Cam Ward?
Yeah. His type of play reminds me when I was a kid and we played street football, and he goes, "Hey, I'll hit you at the Volvo taillights." You know, he improvises a little Bernie Kosar sidearm, a little everything, and just a great athlete. He does things, he extends plays, but to me, the credit on that day went to the both lines of scrimmage. I mean, they just. And usually that's a cliche in the sport. You know, if you're strong up front, you're going to be strong. And I'll tell you what, on both sides of the ball. And I remember back 2 years ago when Alex Dono and I were doing something and we looked at the offensive line and they were getting pushed 5 yards back right into the running back. Well, you can see that didn't happen this week. And obviously – there were no negatives. I mean, they let up a long run to one of the best running backs in the country. That's not going to happen. But the one thing that you got to – and Danny, this is on you, brother. They used the tight ends more in that game than they did the last
– See what happens when they listen to me?
Yeah. And I thought that was a great part.
Yeah.
How much else can you say about Barron or Alston or Simeon
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ambassador who filled in for Bain who went out. So
yeah, I mean that's probably that Blue, that's probably the biggest testament to how as you could see to how dominant the lines were that Bain got injured on the first possession and didn't even notice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was just that much domination, that much depth and strength, and
they got to use freshmen too, Vish. You know, they got to use Lyles extensively. They got to use
that. Definitely surprised me the amount Lyles played, because he, Jazz, if you can like mute when you're not, we're getting all sorts of feedback.
Oh yeah, I'm muted. My bad.
Yeah, I actually was surprised that Lyles got that much playing time early. I think as the game wore on, but he was and he was. I don't know if you picked up, I'm sure you guys did, but. He was great in pass protection too, which is how he gets on the field as a freshman, right? He's excellent.
Yeah, and Federique got in on several plays, and Elijah Lofton, my boy, got in on a couple of plays, made that long run. Yeah, there's zero complaints. Arroyo finally healthy. That kid's a first round draft pick. If he stays healthy, yep, he's a man. He's a man. Jeez.
Yeah. The other thing, and I'm gonna throw it to Jazz in a second so we can come up here and talk. The other thing I will say is Cam Ward's passes are very catchable because he anticipates the throws and gets them out early. He doesn't have to throw it. You know, TBD had one speed on his fastest. It was coming out hard. Sometimes that's needed, sometimes it's not. I thought, you know, Cam Ward threw some things that, like, oh, you shouldn't be throwing behind, you know, across his body and all that, but he puts so much touch on it and just drops it in there. It just makes it easy to catch. So even when his balls weren't exactly on target, you saw receivers making great catches on him, but a lot of that's because he throws a very catchable pass. The other thing that I would say, in addition to just the lines, the whole team was physically dominant. The receivers were pancaking, corners, like everything. That touchdown run that Fletcher had from about the 10, that was Sam Brown sealing the edge and knocking him back to open that gap up. It was just went in there, bullied them, and that was kind of that.
And I will say this about Cam Ward. He's one of those quarterbacks where it's almost like the tougher the throw he has to make, the better he is. He's almost a better improviser on those tough throws than he is on the simpler reads, and that obviously creates for more opportunities for the wide receivers. But also, you know, I think Ward brings that element of, you know, that sort of quarterback that can keep drives alive and make things happen.
And plays with his feet, too.
Yeah, he plays with his feet, and that buys him time to make those tough throws. He has so many elements within his game other than just a pure, you know, he's not a pure pocket passer. He can make things happen on multiple levels aside from just throwing the football, and his ability to extend plays is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, Jazz, do you have thoughts on Cam Ward, offensive line? We kind of hit everything there, so just come off mute and go for it, buddy.
Yeah, well, so the first thing I want to say is about Cam Ward. I think that one thing that we haven't touched on is how easy it is for him to read the coverage, read the field, go through his progressions, and how quickly he did it, and he made it look like he made everything look slow motion. And it was so impressive that as slow as everything was going, it was also going fast. It makes no sense at all, but it makes all the sense in the world. Like, it was progression, read after read after read. No, boom, hit the check down. Or read one wasn't there, read two is there. Boom, hit that seam route. Whatever it was, you saw him kind of go through every single thing and not budge or not freak out or not go crazy, even when the play had to be extended. And, of course, as Vish, Blue mentioned, and everybody else mentioned, really, is that's a credit to his line as well, because it gave him the confidence to be able to do that without worrying. But he also stood there, whether he was, you know, whether he was scrambling out of the pocket or whether he was in the pocket, he waited sometimes to the very last moment because he's looking down the field. Even a guy like him with his legs and how he's able to improvise, he was still looking down the field even though he was moving around. And that's a testament to the trust and the faith that he has in his line, the level of play that his line was producing, basically. And so it had to do with everything. But you see there's different levels to what Cam Ward does on the football field compared to a lot of other quarterbacks in college football. And he kind of showed it to you that day, you know, and how he was able to kind of read the field and read his progression and check down or throw it down the field. Whatever it was, whatever was given to him, he was taking it, and it was pretty impressive.
I remember talking last year about Tyler Van Dyke and how his internal clock was rushed, and that often forced him to make some poor decisions on the field. The better quarterbacks and the elite quarterbacks have slower, you know, internal clock where it makes it seem like Jazz just mentioned, they're playing at a different speed than how the game is actually moving. Cam Ward has that, and that's going to translate very well, not only for, you know, this season, but I believe in the NFL.
Yeah, and I think Jazz just put it somewhat like this, but the game, he was playing fast, but it looked slow because he was just so comfortable. Well, there were a couple of times he was showboating in Tottenham, which was amazing.
Yep.
But where he could have kept running, he's like, I'm just going to walk out of bounds just to spite you.
I don't like that.
Oh, no, but that's the confidence you need.
No, I'm just saying, that what's going to happen, someone's just going to take a shot at him going out of bounds. And he,
I mean, they're going to do that anyway.
Like, I mean, that's a 15 yard penalty for us. I mean,
yeah, but they don't care. What if they hurt him? That's what I'm saying.
But that's going to happen anyway. I mean, at some point, someone's going to get frustrated when he's torching him and take a shot.
Yeah. I mean,
it's football. I mean, they were, I mean, that touchdown he threw in the back of the end zone, to Jacoby, he ended up in the, they shoved him. He ended up in the bench, which actually made for a cool visual because he was with his teammates already. But when the ball was caught in the back of the end zone, the UF guy ended up in the bush. That one, which that can't be safe, right?
That was awesome. That was so funny, right in front of all the recruits too.
Yeah, but that also, that's a little bit close to the field. That can't.
Yeah, that's a little dangerous, honestly.
Like, I was like, did he get cut up on his legs? I mean, he didn't. No one told him to sit in it, but yeah, so let me throw this question out there. We can start with you, Blue. So who obviously says pretty much, I mean, look, Borregaard missed a field goal. That wasn't great. There was one long play given up defensively. You know, so those are the things that Mario gets to say. Look, we can do this better, but overall, you know, there's, unless you're really nitpicking, there's nothing to be upset about. So I'll go the other way and
the Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.